3. Admission and discharge criteria. 3.1. Pre-admission requirement. A. Pre-admission assessment. 1. Within 30 days before admission, the assisted living manager or designee shall complete a pre-admission assessment using the functional assessment tool, FAT, to determine A. admission eligibilities. B. functionality and required level of care, and C. whether the resident needs awake overnight monitoring. 2. For pre-admission assessment, the functional assessment tool, FAT, is used to determine A. level of functioning and activities of daily living. B. level of support and intervention needed, including any special equipment and supplies required to compensate for the individual's deficits in activities of daily living. C. current physical or psychological symptoms requiring monitoring, support, or other intervention by the assisted living program. D. capacity for making personal and health care-related decisions. E. presence of disruptive behaviors, or behaviors which present a risk to the health and safety of the resident or others, and F. social factors, including 1. significant problems with family circumstances and personal relationships, 2. spiritual status and needs, and 3. ability to participate in structured and group activities, and the resident's current involvement in these activities. B. payment requirement. 1. If an assisted living program requires payment of funds before admission, the funds shall be fully refundable, unless the assisted living program discloses in writing what portion is not refundable even if the admission does not take place. 3.2. Admission criteria. A. Admission. 1. The resident may be admitted under the assisted living program's licensure category if the resident's needs can be met by the program. 2. A resident admitted as an emergency placement by a local Department of Social Services is exempt from all physical examination and assessment requirements of this regulation if the resident is in temporary emergency shelter and services status, not to exceed 14 days, with notification to the department of the placement within 48 hours. B. Resident Assessment Tool, RAT. 1. Upon admission, the assisted living manager shall ensure that the resident is assessed using the RAT within 45 days of admission. A. The assisted living program shall collect, on the RAT, written information about a potential resident's physical condition and medical status. B. Information on the RAT shall be based on an examination conducted by a primary physician, certified nurse practitioner, certified registered nurse midwife, registered nurse, or physician assistant who shall certify that the information on the assessment reflects the resident's current health status. C. The RAT forms the basis for development of the resident's service plan and shall include at a minimum 1. recent medical history, including any acute medical conditions or hospitalizations. 2. significant medical conditions affecting functioning, including the individual's ability for self-care, cognition, physical condition, and behavioral and psychosocial status. 3. other active and significant chronic or acute medical diagnoses. 4. known allergies to foods and medications. 5. medical confirmation that the individual is free from communicable tuberculosis and other active reportable airborne communicable diseases. 6. current and other needed medications. 7. current and other needed treatments and services for medical conditions and related problems. 8. current nutritional status, including diets ordered by a physician, height, weight, risk factors, and deficits. 9. medically necessary limitations or precautions, and 10. monitoring or tests that need to be performed or followed up after admission. 2. If the potential resident is admitted on an emergency basis by a local Department of Social Services, the required assessment using the resident assessment tool shall be completed as soon as possible, but no later than 14 days of the emergency admission. C. Resident requirements for awake overnight staff. 1. When the resident scores in any of the areas identified as triggers for awake overnight staff in the resident assessment tool, the assisted living program shall provide awake overnight staff or document why awake overnight staff is not necessary in accordance with Regulation 14C of this chapter. D. Short-term residential care requirements. 1. For persons admitted for short-term residential care, only the following are required. A. Current physical condition and medical status. B. Functional assessment as specified in the pre-admission requirement, and C. A resident agreement, in accordance with regulations 0.24 and 0.25 of this chapter. 2. Other than the admission information required above, no additional information is required for subsequent short-term admissions if the resident or the resident's representative certifies that there has been no significant change in the resident's service needs. 3.2.1. Residential agreement. A residential agreement, for long-term or short-term residents, is a residential contract between the facility and a prospective resident. It may or may not include financial agreements regarding the resident's financial obligation to the facility, and the facility's managing of the resident's finances to cover services not included in the service provisions of the residential agreement. The agreement shall be signed between the resident or the resident's agent and the assisted living manager, before or at the time of admission in accordance with Comer Section 10.07.14.24. The resident agreement shall include at a minimum the following provisions. 1. A statement of the level of care for which the assisted living program is licensed. 2. The level of care needed by the resident, as determined by the initial assessment required by Regulation 0.21 of this chapter. 3. A statement indicating that if a resident's level of care, after admission, exceeds the level of care for which the licensee is permitted to provide and a waiver for the continued stay of the resident has not been granted. A. The assisted living program shall discharge the resident from the program, or B. If the assisted living program is part of a continuing care retirement community, and the licensee offers either comprehensive care services, or priority access to comprehensive care services, and a comprehensive care bed is available for occupancy, the resident shall be given the option to transfer to comprehensive care. C. The resident may be discharged from the continuing care retirement community only for just cause as set forth in Comer Section 32.02.02.31. 4. A listing of services provided by the assisted living program and a listing of those services the assisted living program does not provide. 5. An explanation of the assisted living program's complaint or grievance procedure. 6. Admission and discharge policies and procedures detailing. A. Any additional admission requirement imposed by the assisted living program. B. Those actions, circumstances, or conditions which may result in the resident's discharge from the assisted living program. C. A provision that if the resident wishes to terminate the resident agreement, the resident, or appropriate representative, shall give not less than 30 days notice to the assisted living program before the effective date of the termination, except in the case of a health emergency or death. 7. Residential provisions detailing occupancy and financial policies as required by these regulations, including, but not limited to, A. Room assignments and security procedures. B. Procedures to be followed when the assisted living program temporarily or permanently changes the resident's accommodation. C. residents' rights and obligations concerning use of the facility and its common areas. D. The rights of staff, if any, to appropriately enter a resident's room. E. Fair and reasonable billing, payment, rate increase, credit, refund, inability to pay, and discharge policies. F. Policies of overseeing medical care and monitoring of the health status of the resident. G. A policy on the administration of medications by a spouse or domestic partner to their spouse or domestic partner when both parties reside in the same assisted living program. 8. An acknowledgement that the resident or the resident's representative has reviewed all assisted living program rules, requirements, restrictions, or special conditions that the program will impose on the resident. B. The resident agreement must 1. Be a clear and complete reflection of commitments agreed to by the parties and the actual practices that will occur in the assisted living program. 2. Be accurate, precise, easily understood, legible, readable, and written in plain English. 3. Conform to all relevant state and local laws and requirements, and reviewed by an attorney or other representative chosen by the resident. C. The assisted living program shall 1. Give a copy of the signed resident agreement to the resident and the resident's agent. 2. Maintain a copy of the resident agreement on site, and 3. Make the resident agreement available for review by the department or its designee. 3.3. Discharge criteria. A. Discharge. 1. Discharge of a resident or transfer to another facility or address without the consent of the resident or the resident's representative shall be in accordance with the resident agreement. 2. An assisted living program shall notify a resident or the resident's representative within 30 days before a non-emergency discharge. 3. In the event of an emergency, the program shall notify the resident or the resident's representative as quickly as possible and document the reason for the emergency and abbreviated notice. B. When the resident is discharged to another facility, the assisted living program shall provide to the receiving facility any information related to the resident that is necessary to ensure continuity of care and services, including at a minimum, the 1. Current physician's orders. 2. Medication administration records. And 3. Most current resident assessment. C. In the event of a health emergency requiring the transfer to an acute care facility, a copy of an emergency data sheet shall accompany the resident to an acute care facility. This data sheet shall include at least 1. The resident's full name, date of birth, social security number, if known, and insurance information. 2. The name, telephone number, and address of the resident's representative. 3. The resident's current documented diagnoses. 4. Current medications taken by the resident. 5. The resident's known allergies, if any. 6. The name and telephone number of the resident's physician. 7. Any relevant information concerning the event that precipitated the emergency. And 8. Appended copies of A. Advance directives. B. Emergency medical services, EMS/DNR, form. And C. Guardianship orders or powers of attorney, if any. D. Within 30 days of the date of discharge, the assisted living program shall 1. Give each resident or residence agent A. A final statement of account and B. Any refunds due. 2. Return any money, property, or valuables held in trust or custody by the program. E. If requested by an individual during the process of discharging a resident, or on its own initiative, the Office of the Attorney General may 1. Investigate whether an abuse of a resident's funds contributed to the decision to discharge the resident, and 2. Make appropriate referrals of the matter to other government agencies. 3.3.1. Residents ineligible for admission. A. Residents ineligible for admission to an assisted living program include 1. Treatment for stage 3 or stage 4 skin ulcers. 2. More than intermittent nursing care. 3. Ventilator services. 4. Skilled monitoring for testing and aggressive adjustments of medications and treatments where there is the presence of or risk for a fluctuating acute condition. 5. Monitoring of chronic conditions that are not controllable through readily available medications and treatments. 6. Treatment for a disease or condition that requires more than contact isolation.